Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. There's been mixed reaction to Shoal having Council's decision to go ahead with the rate rise. Brian Lowe has the details.
Mayor Amanda Findlay says the increase is necessary so Council can maintain the city's assets and services.
Your rates are not wasted. They're put to good use. They make up the very fabric of our community.
Council has three options, including an 11.5% rise, 8.5% and 6.5%. Councillor Greg Watson says it'll add anywhere between $340 and $600 a year to people's rates bills.
It'll probably mean that they've got to take cuts in the standard of living to meet these payments.
Brian Lowe reporting.
Police inquiries are continuing into the crash involving two school buses at Albion Park. A number of the students were treated by paramedics at the scene. Two boys aged 7 and 10 were airlifted to hospital in Sydney, where they're understood to be in stable conditions. Hayley was in a car behind the buses and says she went to the aid of a boy who had been catapulted from one of the buses.
I was sitting in my car. I thought, oh, what's going on? It's taking a while, and instincts kicked in. I'm like, this isn't right. Something's going on. Jumped out of my car, ran down, and the other lady that was in front of me, she actually seen the little boy get catapulted from the bus. She went straight through the door.
Winter Garby Council has received a development application for an Oporto restaurant at the Mittagong BP. The DA is unlikely to go before Council until the new year, but already many residents are kicking up a storm because the restaurant is being proposed in a heritage area. Councillor Graeme McLaughlin says Council will need to take these concerns into consideration.
Basically, I'm not against development at all, but it is a sensitive part of Mittagong, so we've got to consider that area, a heritage part of Mittagong, and how it fits and whether it can be softened or whether it could have some landscaping and such that it really would not be considered an eyesore in a heritage part of Mittagong.
The Winchacabby SES unit is welcoming new locality signs across the Shire, but at the same time is encouraging people to install a phone app which will give them their exact location. Local controller Warren Turner says it happens all the time when they're sent in the wrong direction. Mr. Turner says more accurate information would benefit all emergency services.
There's an application for all phones. It's called Emergency Plus, and it has some really nice features in it where there's a button you can press and it will tell you your location where you're at, irrespective of if you know the area or not, and it'll give you the street address or the Latin long, and that will be useful information in the case of emergency.
And the Milton Post Office has reportedly been listed for sale. Property agent Rhonda Finlayson has told Fairfax Media there are several options for the building, but it will depend on the buyer's preference. She says the best outcome would be for whoever buys it to also buy the license to run the post office, which has been around since 1880. To sport, New South Wales cricket coach Trent Johnston thinks Narrabourne batsman Nick Mattinson should be in the conversation for selection to the national team. The coach thinks Mattinson is one of three Blues middle order batsmen who could step up to test level, the others being Curtis Patterson and Moses Henriques. And 10 horses, including four from New Zealand, have been nominated for Friday's Bong Bong Cup over 1,560 metres. Trainer James Cumming has a horse running called Alfred the Great. That's the latest news and sport.